This is One-on-One with the Professional on AM 1400 K1, a sponsored opportunity to talk about the people, products, and services of a local business or political concern. This is a paid interview, and the statements and opinions expressed are those of the guests of the program and not necessarily those of the host or this station. And as Sharon mentioned, we are welcoming in for a monthly visit, Steve Clare, from the city of and county of Nowata. Good morning, Steve. Nice to have you here today.
Thank you, Charlie. Hi, everybody.
And I'm sure somewhere near the top of your list, we'll mention that you always try to pass out information on the Attorney General's office just in case people need to be able to contact authorities at the state level.
Absolutely, Charlie. If we're going to catch the crooks, then we've got to catch them. And the top crook catcher in the state of Oklahoma is the Attorney General, the Honorable Scott Pruitt. Mm-hmm. His address is 313 Northeast 21st Street, zip code 73105. His phone number is area code 405-521-3921. Write to or call the State Attorney General's office, and they will tell you how to report corruption and criminality that's not being addressed by local law enforcement.
Okay. Steve, some of the things that I know you want to address, let's just start off with yesterday's election. Some winners and some losers yesterday.
Absolutely, Charlie. Of course, we hoped against hope that we would be able to remove the sheriff of Nowata County, Hallett, but on the bright side, Mr. Meek and Mr. Fry, both Democrats that ran against Mr. Hallett in the Democratic primary for sheriff yesterday, drew combined 24% of the Democratic voters. So this gives us hope that 24% of the Democrats that voted in yesterday's Democratic primary did not vote for Sheriff Hallett for another 4 years, which would be another 4 years to the 14 years that the 71-year-old Sheriff Hallett has been in office. So we're taking hope that maybe in November enough of us can get behind another candidate and get a new sheriff for Nowata County. Until that's done, I don't think that the county can move forward and the people can get up off the ground and breathe a breath of fresh air.
That is a contested race in November, and I try to say frequently the voters always deserve a choice. Steve, one of the things that I know you have on your list of topics, and I know you may shuffle this up a little bit, but one thing you wanted me to bring up was the subject of a pickup truck. What's going on?
Yes, this is unbelievable. The colossal illegal blunders that the city and the county keep making. This is about the city clerk, Lynn Griggs, signed over a title to a woman, I believe her name's Jana Littleford, that was the FEMA lady for the city. The city commission did away with her job a couple of weeks ago, and so when she left the city, for some reason, city clerk, without approval or authority by the city commission, signed over a $20,000 pickup truck, signed the title over to Miss Littleford. Now that we have a new city manager, they are city attorney has been calling Miss Littleford, this is my understanding, demanding that Miss Littleford, Janet, bring the title back and sign it back over to the city. The bottom line is that a piece of city property has been misappropriated, and city clerk Lynn Griggs should be fired immediately, and this situation should be investigated. This is a misappropriation of a piece of city property.
Okay, so there's certainly, and I'm asking this just to establish the background here, there's been no record of a vote or anything to call that equipment as excess to the city or anything like
it
that.
It hasn't been voted. To the best of my knowledge, Charlie, it hasn't been voted surplus, and I don't understand how this happened, but of course I wasn't there in the room, but this is if what we know to be is true, then an illegal act is and a mistake, a colossal mistake, has been performed.
Okay. Well, we'll see what action proceeds from that. You say the city manager, the new city manager there, is apparently in the process of trying to take some action there.
Well, you're right, but this is like closing the door
But the voters, I think, still will want to know the outcome, so one way or the other.
Absolutely, yeah. But the outcome is that an illegal probably an illegal act has been performed, a piece of city equipment has been misappropriated, and in my opinion, the city clerk, Lynn Griggs, needs to be discharged from her office immediately.
Okay. Just because I know you have several things you want to address this morning, you were in the room, I understand, for a review board hearing.
Yes, the ex-police chief, Charles McClellan, had a review board after he was terminated, which, Charlie, due process requires that the review board be performed before an employee is terminated or disciplined. The reason for this is very simple. It's because a review board can recommend reinstatement. A review board can find that there's no basis for the discipline. Mm-hmm. You can't have a review board after Lynn Griggs, the city clerk acting city manager, fires Charles McClellan. You can't, and then you have five review board members on this police review board that are obviously prejudiced and biased through different means, and then the hearing and Charles McClellan's personnel file and the personal charges and slanderous and defamatory statements were made in public, in a public hearing. I'm not an attorney, and maybe this is legal, but I think you're supposed to discuss employee problems and especially things out of their personnel files and write-ups and disciplinary reports. I think that's supposed to be done in an executive session. And the reason for that is so that a city employee doesn't sue the city for making it public. All of this hearing and all of this information was divulged in public. I was there. I saw it and heard it.
Okay. Well, we'll see what outcome, if anything, comes from that. Nawata is in the process of welcoming a new city manager, so that's one good piece of news.
Sort of. It depends on how you look at it, Charlie. Okay. I'd like to skip ahead just for a minute.
In that case, you're probably wanting to address a county issue on a lease of a tractor?
No, Charlie. Okay. The city of Nawata, the new city manager, the commission, I don't exactly know how it's operating yet. Mr. Love's the new city manager. Walter Love's only been on the job for a couple of weeks, if that. Mm-hmm. Under the disguise of downsizing, of cutting the budget by $1 million, which they have to, the revenues are down, and they don't. Nobody knows what's going on with the city monies, and they haven't for quite some time. They laid off the city fire chief. He didn't get fired like they're spreading around town. Mr. Lawson, Randy Lawson, who's running for sheriff as Republican, is being slandered already that he got fired from the city. He didn't. He was laid off. The question is he had announced 2 and 3 months ago he was actually taking his accrued vacation time. He had announced that he was going to retire from the city in the 1st of October after 20 years or however many years with the city. They laid him off under the guise of downsizing, and a layoff is the same as a termination, basically. And there's talk about trying to deny him his pension, his benefits, which he'd already announced that's what he was going to do 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. So Mr. Lawson, the city has stepped into it again with both feet. I do not know who they're getting their legal advice from, unless it's Zach Hyden, the city attorney, who repeatedly during the recall petitions process for the last 9 months advised the city that the city charter of Nawata trumps state statute and the constitution of the state of Oklahoma. I don't know if they're getting their legal advice from him or from somebody else, but they're getting terrible malpractice, malfeasant legal advice, or they're just going ahead and making up their own rules and their own laws, and to heck with, and they want the insurance company, maybe. They're rolling the dice, and they're just saying, well, the insurance company will pay off. I've talked to OMAG, the insurance people for the municipalities, mm-hmm. and they are not on board with being a slot machine, a cash register for paying off on bad decisions and bad acts committed by municipalities, especially Nawata. Mm-hmm. So Fire Chief Lawson laid off. You lay off the fire chief. I thought you always laid off the last hired, the lower people. But I don't know what's going on with the city, and I don't know what they're thinking, because I would want to avoid any more controversy or any more lawsuits. And these lawsuits are going to be very large lawsuits that come against the city. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what to tell you any more about that deal.
Okay. Well, we'll see what transpires on that one. But you're right. It is usually, at least, the city attorney's job to provide legal advice to city officials. So
to keep the city from getting into lawsuits and committing illegal or improper acts.
Yeah, you would at least make that general assumption anyway. Where to next, Steve?
The county.
Okay.
About 5 or 6 weeks ago, I meant to mention this on my last show, we had a county commissioner is going to lease a tractor and a mower for 4 months this summer for $2,300 a month, for $10,000 total for 4 months, renting a tractor and a mower so that he can mow his grass in his district. At the same meeting, County Commissioner Curtis Barnes went ahead and bought a brand new tractor and mower, John Deere, for $50,000 that will last the county at least 10 years, but got it on a 3% special loan from ODOT. And so this county commissioner that's leasing a mower for 4 months for $10,000, 20% of the cost of a brand new tractor and mower that would last the citizens 10 years or longer, mm-hmm. if it was purchased and the county would end up owning it. His excuse was that he didn't want to do that to the next commissioner. There's an election in this commissioner's district.
Mm-hmm.
But if the tractor and mower will end up being owned by the county and will last 10 years through the next three commissioners, basically, I do not understand how someone can misappropriate $10,000 renting a mower and a tractor for 4 months to do mowing when a commissioner on the same day at the same meeting buys with a monthly payment of $961, by the way, versus $2,300 a month for renting a mower.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this is a misappropriation of public funds, and everyone knows that Nowata County is almost broke, that they have very limited financial resources right now. So why didn't this commissioner go ahead and purchase this tractor and mower at $961 a month payment for the next 10 years for the benefit of everyone in the county and the next commissioners,
mm-hmm.
but decides to pay $2,300 a month and change for 4 months for leasing a mower and tractor that we're not going to own?
Wow. Does raise some interesting questions at the very least. You've been, I understand, just talking to several attorneys around the area about some of your questions.
Yes, I have, especially here in Bartlesville. And I'm being told by several attorneys that the only way to get to the bottom of this corruption, criminality, and lawlessness that appears to be rampant and prevalent in Nowata County is a grand jury. I'm going to look into the process. I don't know if I can get 500 signatures or whatever's required, but I'm told by these attorneys that if you put people under oath in front of a grand jury, they have to tell the truth or they will go to jail. And so, you know, it's very difficult for people to get people to sign something or to take action in Nowata County because there's coercion, there's intimidation, there's harassment from different areas if you buck the system, if you stand up and ask questions, such as I have. I had rocks thrown through my front window of my house 2 weeks ago Monday because I have on my own painting signs that say anybody but Hallett. And it was the only thing that I could think of, since I'm not running for sheriff this time,
mm-hmm.
like I did 4 years ago when I got almost 40% of the vote in the county with no law enforcement experience and moving to Nowata County officially, you know, 7 months before I ran for sheriff. And I have put up a sign. I've been requested by people stopping by my shop and have requested an anybody but Hallett sign in their front yards in the city and the county every day for the last 2 weeks. If you live in Nowata and you want an anybody but Hallett sign, catch me, come by my shop, and I'll be happy to put one in your front yard.
Okay.
I'm not telling people who to vote for. I'm just saying vote for anybody but Hallett.
Okay. Well, Steve, we are running short on time. You traditionally try to close this program out with, again, the same type of information on state officials.
Yes, Charlie. I got one more quick thing, if I may. I overturned Judge Carl Gibson, and I use the term judge loosely. I appealed him to the Supreme Court on some bogus, frivolous protective orders from a year and a half ago. And they overturned him, and they severely rebuked him and Chief Judge Curtis DeLapp. I have currently got Mr. Gibson, Carl Gibson, under appeal to the Supreme Court on the bogus, frivolous, illegal recall petitions that were that lasted 9 months from last August the 12th. Well, that will be coming back any week now, and when they do, there's going to be some serious problems for the people that were involved with these recall petitions. Yes, the Attorney General's office, if you have anything, an unsolved crime, a criminal activity, corruption by elected officials or public employees, write or call the State Attorney General's office, the top law enforcement officer for the state of Oklahoma. They will write back to you, and they will tell you the process and how to make a complaint or forward information to them for their multi-county grand jury that meets in their office, is meeting right now, the multi-county grand jury for the state of Oklahoma. The Attorney General's office address, once again, is 313 Northeast 21st Street, 73105. Phone number is area code 405-521-3921. Stand up, even if you get rocks thrown through your front window, even if you have people on your front porch trying to come into your house and you have to have the city police come and take them away off of your property, as I had to do with a lady last Wednesday. It's constant, Charlie, stuff coming against me, and it's just, it's so weird. I'm still surprised or amazed at some of the stuff that keeps happening. So thank you for letting me visit with you today. And, folks, take me seriously. Even if you only take me half seriously, that's serious stuff.
Thank you very much. We've been talking this morning with Steve Clare, and we'll do it again next month here on 1400 K1.
I'll be here, Lord willing. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.